Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgians with limited English proficiency will now have greater access to interpreters while voting. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on a court settlement reached today.
The settlement invalidates a state law that said only immediate family, caretakers, or people who live in the same voting precinct could help translate for voters during non-federal elections. Fee Wen is the litigation director for Asian Americans Advancing Justice Atlanta, which brought the suit. She says lifting this restriction means more people will be able to vote in the runoff and future elections.
The vast majority of the individuals that we helped in November are people that we would not be able to help again if we hadn't fought this law and won.
Now, the state mirrors federal law that allows anyone to help with translation as long as they're not your boss or member of the same union. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
An advocacy group says Georgia businesses paid almost $90 million in tariffs under President Trump's new tax policy. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The statistics come from the group Tariffs Hurt the Heartland. Their data shows Georgia imported more than $1 billion worth of goods in September that were subject to a 10% tariff. And it could get worse. Tariffs on products like steel and aluminum used in manufacturing are expected to rise to 25% next year. Jake Colvin is with the National Foreign Trade Council. He says it's not just imports. Farmers are worried about retaliatory tariffs on exports.
They're scared not only of the tariffs themselves, but of additional complications that this environment, that this political environment creates, that other countries are just switching, you know, their purchases from the United States to, you know, other suppliers.
Colvin says this year, Georgia farmers have already faced more than $40 million in retaliatory tariffs. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce today applauded Atlanta's approval to develop the Gulch, along with Pandora and Starbucks, creating hundreds of jobs. At its annual meeting, the Chamber's Katie Kirkpatrick said the focus now shifts to transportation.
We have to have transit in order to provide access to those opportunities. And so I think that's what we're seeing, is that our counties around the city of Atlanta are recognizing that the workforce and their community needs to be able to connect.
A new state law allows Metro Atlantans to vote on joining MARTA. The city of Atlanta, meanwhile, is encouraging development in its southern neighborhoods. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms this week appointed the city's first Southside community manager. She will support small businesses in Pittsburgh, Mechanicsville, and Peoplestown. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.